at the United Soybean Board Bio-Based Stakeholders Workshop. I'm visiting with one of our farmers attending here, Dale Prophet. First of all, tell me about yourself and your farm, Dale.
My name's Dale Prophet. I produce soybeans and corn and farm commodities in Northwest Ohio. And I've been on the Ohio Soybean Council for several years, and I've been appointed to the United Soybean Board, and I'll be on my fourth year right now.
Wonderful. Well, I guess first of all, make a comment about the Checkoff investment that has made it possible to have this type of an event where we've got these companies, the organization, and now this new USDA certified bio-preferred label.
Well, it's just part of the investment that the Checkoff dollars have provided that companies can have money to do research and get them introduced into the market and ultimately use the products that we're raising on the farm.
Well, I know that a lot of this in recent years has been kind of targeted to government entities that want to be more, sensitive to the environment, and there's an initiative for that internally, but also it looks here like we're reaching out even broader now with some of these companies that can now obtain this kind of certification. So I guess maybe you said it, we're still in the infancy somewhat in what we can do in terms of building demand and new products that use are the stuff that you guys grow right there on the farm.
The whole new use category that, you know, is kind of a big encompassing thing with the soybean is, like you said, it's just in the infancy. We've worked several years getting to where we was to where we are. We've developed and created several new products that is being accepted by the user community. But with that, we have just, the phrase goes, we've just picked off the low-lying fruit. So there's a lot more ahead of us. It's going to get more complicated as we go. It's going to take additional dollars as we go, but this is the future. We can look in the past, but you don't see where you're going if you're looking backwards.
Well, I'll tell you what, we learned a lot today about how some of this, the product you grow is now being used in things like carpeting, for example, and the turf or artificial turf business. I heard the term walking on soy, so it must be kind of interesting to think you go out and walk in your soybean field, but there's people, consumers, in the general public playing football, and they're walking on soy too.
That's exactly right, and you know, we farmers are somewhat prejudiced. We can go out and walk in the field, but it's exciting to hear, like you said, we're walking on soy, and we are grateful for the companies that they can see the vision of how this can be applicable to the consuming public, and how it can be environmentally friendly for the whole nation and the whole world.
So just, I guess, one last comment, again, to touch on the fact that it is the Checkoff, Soybean Checkoff, that's investing in this. And as a farmer producer, how do you feel about the return on that investment to you ultimately?
I'm naturally excited because I'm involved, and it's my job or responsibility to try to convey that to my farmer neighbors. But you know, as we move along and society becomes more complicated, the investment that our farmer people do for the United Soybean Board to go out and look at different products that can be made from soya, the potential is enormous, the possibilities are enormous, the roadblocks in front of us sometimes are enormous also. So I think the Checkoff dollars is doing well. We don't hit 100% home runs all the time, but as we have failures, that is also a learning process, and the next time we can be more successful. So it's a great run. We got to keep up the good work, and we got to keep at it.
Well, thank you for all you do as one of our farmers here in the country. We certainly appreciate it. That's Dale Prophet. He is one of the farmer attendees here from the United Soybean Board at this Bio-Based Stakeholders Workshop. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.